Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, man? It's in the booth. It's your boy, Messenger.
Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
Yeah.
Everything came together in the booth.
In the booth.
Years later, and we're still in the booth.
In the booth.
Do a podcast with the interviews.
Yeah.
Can't even stop what we finna do. Got a resume longer than a limousine. Got something for the king, something for the queens.
For the queen.
And we got a winning team about to do a thing.
Yeah.
Then we hit them with a bada boom, bada bing.
You know what it is when we in the booth. Speaking to the hoes, speaking to the youth. And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See time harvest, you gon' see the fruit. Quit the kente, gotta pull it from the roots. Get the best and get the bad, gotta get the loot. Find another way to preach, we gon' be the soup. To the room in the game, looking for recruits. Let's go.
Dance
to
my own
beat. You know I came with Messenger in the booth podcast.
Oh, man. Oh, what you doing now?
Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us in the booth. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify. That's because Spotify. I definitely Spotify.
Spotify.
Right,
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. Yeah, we absolutely. Got a little fly in the studio, y'all.
And we've been trying to kill it.
We've been trying to kill him for like.
She spotted
and
the
I
fly.
I definitely spotted
him. Call it Spotify. Yeah, that's definitely well, what we
yes,
on this for.
And Google Podcasts. Amen.
We on Spotify.
We on Spotify. Yeah, there he is right there. We're going to catch him. We're going to catch him doing the show.
Y'all going to have to just witness us just catch this fly.
Yeah, we're going to name the fly Russell.
Russell.
Fly Russell.
We got Russell, Russell and George in the building.
George in the building. We're going to start dressing George up, y'all.
Yeah.
Put George a suit on.
Yeah. Man, if you would like to advertise a sponsor with the show, hit us up at In the Booth Pod, pod@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to send your questions that you would like us to answer, we're doing, we'll do one. You'll see them on
your bed is
pop up. But if you want to ask the In the Booth crew a question you want us to answer about relationship, about investing, about church, about anything in life or whatever, and just want to get our opinion, our feedback on it, you could also send that to inthebooth@gmail.com.
Why you got tears?
Because, man, that was funny. That was funny. We catch it so Spotify. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com. All right.
All right. What we got going on today?
Also, yeah, we're also going to start doing what we're going to call the In the Booth. In the Booth Atlanta Family Tour. We're going to start bringing on people that are part of the Atlanta family that we've done ministry with, toured with, just been together with over the years, and just bring them in every other episode, so you get to see who, you know, who we've been running with for the past 15, 20 years,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And y'all look out for the Human Music album.
The Human Music album.
I can't.
Are y'all done?
And with the horns.
Y'all are done. All right, amen.
Be looking out for that.
Yeah, be looking for that.
The Human album.
Yeah,
part one.
Yeah.
Got a real album coming out soon, though. It's called They Stole My Computer. It's a 50, it's a 50 piece.
They Stole My Computer.
It's called They Stole My Computer.
Yeah.
You'll understand when I explain it, but be looking for a 50 song project from
so
Canton
excited.
Jones.
Is it the stuff that was on the computer or stuff that didn't make
I had to. Well, it's basically when God. We found Russell. I almost caught Russell. When all the music, because I was working on a funk project, and I was gonna put out different projects during the year. You know, just to have some kind. You know, I make music all the time.
Mm.
When my computer was stolen. God was telling me that there was stuff on the computer that's old wineskin.
Yeah.
I had my mom's pictures, my dad, old album project, all of that gone.
Mm-hmm.
And certain things I can't get back. It's and then you know how you mix down the song just to listen to it, just to see where you are with the song at that point. Like some of those are gonna be the ones that have to make the album because I can't make it over again.
Yeah.
But from that point, God gave me so many new songs and such a different type of sound. But that is the story, and it's a deeper story to it. But as I start explaining it, go on, Russell. As I start explaining it, people will understand.
Yeah. And it's 50 songs?
A season change. It's four different albums in one. So it's like the Good Feels is a project called Good Feels, which is a project that deals with emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Kingdom Supremacy, which is a hip-hop project.
Mm.
Then you got Derelicts, because I'm going to rebrand myself as a new person called Derelicts. Derel is my middle name. Mm-hmm. So Derelicts will be my techno name. So when I do techno music, and it'll be Derelicts. It's music also for my daughter who's in school, SCAD.
For fashion.
And it's fashion runway type of music,
mm-hmm.
For them to do that. So I just wanted to.
Derelicts.
It's called Derelicts. So K-Jo Derelicts. That's my. Ken Jones is K-Jo, if y'all ain't figured that out.
Yeah.
C-A instead of C-J, because they call me, Kaza called me C-J because they've known me for years, but I went to K-Jo's to brand something different. But it's just C-A-J-O for my first and last name. Mm. Derelicts is my middle name, so I'm going to call myself K-Jo Derelicts.
K-Jo Derelicts.
Yeah. And that's.
Okay.
That. So that and then I got to put the funk record out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. So
yeah, it's four,
What
is that?
So it's four different projects. And so many songs. I might have a contest with people making their own playlist, your hot 10.
Which is what I do anyway.
Or projects or what have you. Yep. Go on, Russell. And at that point,
people not watching this not gonna know who Russell is.
I told you Russell is the name of the fly that we're trying to catch. We've been trying to catch this fly all morning.
But you and me are sitting, go on, Russell, like somebody in the building, like they don't know.
Yeah. They dog know. Get your foot.
You watch the show, you know who Russell is.
You know what I'm saying? But there's people that gonna be watching, gonna be Spotify, they gonna be like, who is Russell?
Okay, well, Russell is the fly that we're trying to catch in here.
He named the fly. He named the fly, y'all.
I got a white shirt on. Yeah, so if he land on me, y'all be like, there he is right there. Y'all got to help us.
Oh, my gosh. That's not how that works.
But anyway,
he was flying around you while you was talking, like one of them African commercials.
Yeah.
Like, was
go on, like, Russell. Yeah. Boy,
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
The thoughts and views. Listen, the thoughts and views.
Oh my God!
Of this man right here is not reflective
on nobody else here
or any other individual. That fly comment is from him and his family only. Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, we welcome you, Russell.
Yeah,
Russell, I turn into the Holy Spirit.
We'll want Peter.
We welcome you in this place.
We welcome you, Russell. Russell, you all right?
He's stupid.
This man here talking about, bro, you can't say that. Man. I got a lot of fans over there, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Praise God. Let's go.
Yeah, we in the. And then we're about to have this topic that we're talking about today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a real one.
Wow.
And this is the final curtain on the whole conversation.
Yes.
You think?
She's like, summed this
thing
up.
There's no rebuttal to this. What can you say? This right here absolutely shuts the whole conversation down. There's nothing you can come up with. There's no scientist. Yep. There's no expert opinion or nothing after this. But we already knew what was going here.
90 seconds.
Yeah.
And the truth will be told.
Check this out. Check this out.
I'm transracial. Yes, we got transabled. Yeah, this one's really messed up. Physically healthy people who feel they should have been born disabled. A man in Great Britain cut off his arm because he felt like an amputee. A woman in North Carolina poured drain cleaner in her eyes because she felt blind. Transgender, transracial, transabled. Guess what's next? A grown man posting an ad on Craigslist wanting a nanny because he identifies as a baby. You can't make this stuff up. Ridiculous? Perhaps, but who's to say anymore if that's how he feels? If a man can be a woman because he feels like one, if a white person can be a black person because she feels like one, if a healthy person can mutilate herself because she feels disabled, if a grown man can be a baby because he feels infantile, where does this end? Can a child be an adult because she feels like a grown-up? Can a teenager buy alcohol because he identifies as over 21 years of age? Can a grown man attend kindergarten because he identifies as a six-year-old girl? Can a child spend the day at doggy daycare instead of school because the child feels like a canine? If not, why not? If a kid can be transgender because he feels like a girl, who are we to tell a child he must attend school or obey his parents or refuse him a beer when he orders one? You can't have it both ways. After transgender,
transracial. Yeah. So, well, I just for the record, I identify as a god.
Right.
I'm a son of a god. Yeah,
as a that identify as a millionaire. Identify of all the good stuff.
Yes. And I identify as 6'6".
I was about to say.
I identify as 192.
There we go. I identify as 150.
Yeah. If they do a description, hey, we're looking for a black man, 5'11", 2. Oh, no, that's not
that
me.
Ain't me.
No.
You just robbed a.
No.
I'm white. No, I'm white.
Like, yeah,
you're looking for a black man.
I'm white. Well, he was 5'11". I'm 6'6". Yeah. Well, he's about 220. I'm 192. Got the wrong man.
That ain't me.
That ain't
you fit the description.
No, that ain't me. No. Not in my head.
Now you're harassing me.
Yeah.
Right. You don't call me by what I am. Exactly. By what I identify with.
Yeah, you're a bigot. Get away from me. you're insensitive.
But, sir,
you're insensitive.
You're a bigot. Get away from me.
But, sir, you're holding the jury in your hand.
No, that's not me.
I identify as I bought this. Yeah. I bought this with my black car, with the money I identify with. I bought it with the money I identify with.
Yeah,
there it is. I went in there and told them that I had the money.
Yeah.
And told me that I didn't.
Yeah.
But I told them that I did.
Yeah. And that's all I gotta say.
All right. But let's talk about the real. I mean, what is happening?
No,
I'm saying these people. Like, I identify as an amputee. I identify as a dog.
Yeah. You gotta basically say what it is. This is demonic.
It's demon possession.
Yeah. You are. First of all, you have to understand where this is coming from. This is coming from inside of somebody's mind. Where is spiritual warfare? It's the warfare of the mind. Mm-hmm. So if somebody inside their mental space comes up with an idea that's contrary to nature, that's contrary to what is objective, to create this subjective reality, you just can't go with that subjective reality because it comes from their head. because as you can see, it becomes a down spiral. Now the whole, you know, transable, like you going to the extent to cut off your arm, you're going to the extent
to blind
yourself because you identify. How can you identify as a blind person? To me, it doesn't make sense. It's absolutely spiritual. This is not something that you just came up with. I believe that our inner hearing, you can hear yourself. And you can hear anything else in the invisible realm. Mm-hmm. So you can hear God, you can hear a demonic frequency or whatever. So you could be ministered to by an angel or counseled by an angel. You can be counseled by a demon. And if you don't rebuke these voices, it sounds like you're talking to yourself.
Right. Yeah.
It's like the demon doesn't say you are an amputee. The demon says, I am an amputee. And so it sounds like you're just having a regular dialogue, almost like what I want to eat later on. Oh, I want tacos. You know what I'm saying? It just sounds like that.
So how do you feel like we got to this point like now? Like it seems like it's happening more now than before, anytime in the past.
Because they opened the door. That was it's gateway after gateway after gateway after gateway. Once you open the door to identify is and you make that, you know, legal, you fight for that, you get it to the point where, you know, the parents don't even have control in certain states of what, you know, a kid can say or whatnot. And you make that a legal situation. Who's to say after that? You can't make my situation legal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was just, that was just the gateway. That wasn't the end of it. That was just the beginning.
That's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I really feel like this is just, if the people of God, the church signed off on something, like for a long time throughout history, you know, there was a fight against, you know, different people identifying the family as, you know, husband, wife, male, right.
Yeah,
female,
the nuclear
born
family.
Male.
Yeah,
they fought for that. When the church, the people of God, started to compromise and allow it to be okay, then that's when it broke through.
Mm. Yeah,
it really breaks through with the people of God, the sons of God, the children of God, and what we say, because everybody is trying to get the church
to approve,
to approve of the behavior.
Our God.
But they're coming to the church because they could easily say, man, we could get married.
Yeah.
And or we can live together or we can be married and they can do that right. behavior. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The argument for them is they want us to say that it's right.
They want
the people of God. They want the pastor. They want it to be sanctioned by God. They want the blessings.
Right.
They want the peace.
And that's the thing. If you look at Satan's plan is I want to be like the Most High.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I should be like the Most High. So it's not enough for you to want to just have. I mean, if you have your thing, and you identify as an amputee, and you go to a land, and you cut your arm off, and a bunch of y'all do that same thing, y'all happy with that? But what you're gonna want is you're gonna want to come back. You're gonna want stop Russell. You're gonna want to come back. You're going to want health benefits.
Right.
You're going to want the doctors to take care of you. You're going to want the church to pray for you. And you're going to want normal.
Yeah. And they don't want you to say identify.
Reactions right. to abnormal actions.
They don't want to call you crazy, basically.
Yeah, and what does the insurance company do? Did it knock your premium up?
Right.
You can't do that. Like, they
They're going to call you crazy. They're going to put you in a crazy house. You did this to yourself.
You did this to yourself. This is not an accident. Yeah. This is not something you were dealing with. This is not hereditary. This is something you did, and now, you know, we pay. Who pays for this?
Right.
And so at that point, you got to understand that if there is no law, or if we're not going by a standard, then once the standard has been made available by law to other people, then who is to say that, hey, I identify as blind, I identify as white, I identify as black,
dog.
I identify as a dog, I identify as a baby, because you've made a law for a man to identify as a woman and a woman to identify as a man.
Yes.
So you can't fight that.
That's
when it
saying.
Comes to other people.
It,
so
you can't.
In insurance, if they say sometimes, because the love of money is the root of all evil. Sometimes people see the health benefits of a person that's an amputee, the money that's coming in, the grants, the whatever, and in their twisted mind goes after that money, those benefits, you know, not knowing that this person went to war or something happened with an accident, and you just cut your arm out by yourself. You see what I'm saying? So different people with different mindsets.
I don't try to figure out, like, does that get coverage?
But they're all trying to get the people of God to sign off.
And you don't get coverage if
on that behavior.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you handle that insurance wise? Like, so you got to pay for all the.
Not if I identify.
But I'm saying.
I'm suing y'all if I identify as an amputee.
Yeah.
So that's transgender, that's transracial, and that's transable.
Transable.
Like, what else? Where else can you go with this?
Trans height.
Trans height.
I'm 6'6", bro.
Okay.
Trans eye color.
Trans.
Yeah.
Trans
eye color. I got blue eyes. Looking for a black man, brown. Nope, I'm black with blue eyes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, bro, I'm looking at your eyes right now.
No.
Now you being a bigot.
Now you being a bigot. Yeah. And you. That's what I'm saying. They run themselves right into a wall.
Yeah.
Because you went to a subjective place that everybody gets to go to the subjective land.
Yeah.
You already set the rules. And now the rules is going to it's going to come in like a flood of what you didn't want.
Right.
It's going to come in by way of the space you made for that.
And here's the the real kicker. For somebody to that identify as a man who's a woman, or a woman who's a man, to look at somebody who's white, who's identifying as a black man, like I'm a white man identifying as a black woman, and they're gonna look at each other and judge each other. You're like, you crazy. Yeah. You ain't no black woman, you're a white man. And he gonna like, well, you crazy. You ain't no man. You crazy.
Straight confusion.
You ain't no amputee. Your arm's still there. Well, I feel like it ain't there. You crazy.
You crazy. You ain't blind. You looking at me. No, I identify.
I identify as a blind man. See?
Right. See?
See?
Right.
No. See?
Yeah.
Stop. Right.
See?
Yeah, you so, can't.
Yeah,
it's going to be a bunch of confusion.
You created, and God is that's not what it is. That's what it is. You created a space for confusion. Yeah. That's why from the beginning women say it's demonic. You created a space for confusion to exist, and God is not the author of confusion. If something is in a confused state, the enemy has stepped in.
Right.
Because all God ever did was produce the truth from the beginning. In the beginning was the word. That all truth was established before God said, let there be light.
Right.
Confusion came after that.
Right.
So therefore, Satan has now created this space of, you know, where confusion can just
run rampant.
You know, run rampant. Just go crazy. It's whatever comes to your mind, first thing come to your mind, boom,
that's
go.
That's what it is. You got a right to do whatever.
Yeah, how can you stop a kid from saying, I'm a dog, I don't go to school?
Yeah.
Y'all let pet, this school said no pets allowed, I'm finna go home.
Yeah.
How can you stop them?
Yeah, I can stop mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all want to know how I can stop mine? Pow! Yeah, and that's not a gunshot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We have a standard. We have the word.
Yeah.
We have the Holy Spirit. And we go. I don't go based off my feelings. My feelings might change. You know, I go based off the word. That is my standard. I can't do what I want to do.
And that's the thing. They don't want a standard because they're in rebellion. Like, it's not even about attention anymore. It's about rebellion. I just don't want to do that. Yep. I don't want to follow that rule. I don't want to do, you know, identify as whatever.
And it's about attention.
Yeah, they're taking the power away from the parents, too. It's what they're trying to do. Because they know this generation is, you know, going in a different, in their own direction or whatever. And if the parents don't have, I feel like the golden enemy right now is like, okay, I have a generation that's confused.
Right.
The only one to pull them out of confusion is parenting.
Exactly.
So now the next thing is, let me shut down the power of the parent so that whatever the child chooses is what goes. And if the parent comes against it, then they'll come. The system will fight against the parent.
And if you're a smart parent, your kid is really an empty computer.
Yeah.
What he thinks, what she thinks.
They got to download from somewhere.
You're going to put into them.
Right.
If you build something that goes against you, you kind of a dumb parent.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Most of these people who are trying to put these laws in place aren't even parents. They don't have kids.
Yeah.
They're doing these things, and you don't even have a kid. Like, why are you advocating for this to happen? Yeah.
Or your kid.
Because they're watching certain people, you know, they get certain cases where a parent does do abuse. There's right. abuse, and now you're trying to make that for every kid.
Right.
You know, somebody was saying, you know, you don't know how your child feels or when you make them do this and when you make them do that. No, I know how they feel.
Yeah,
they gonna do exactly what I tell them to do.
Yeah,
you know,
in my
because
house.
There's safety in what I'm telling them. Also,
and the standard. Yeah,
when you gotta, I'm teaching them honor. A lot of people don't understand, especially in the African American community. When a child is born out of wedlock, let's just talk about this. All right, when a child is born out of wedlock, he has to either go, if their parents are still dating, then you know that's one thing.
Yeah.
If they split up, and the child has to go with the mom or the dad, mm-hmm. most of the time he goes with the mom.
Right.
If it's a bad breakup, that mom is in the head of that child
about their dad.
About their dad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yep. Yep.
Which breeds and dishonor.
They create the narrative that the child runs with for the rest of life.
Right. Yeah. And which is dishonor. And so that dishonor, the Bible talks about honor thy mother and father so that thy days may be long upon the earth. Well, if you dishonor, that's how the days get shortened. So it's not a shock that most of the African American community, most of the guys are in jail or get shot up early. And it's a formula of dishonor.
Right.
You know, stop Russell. Russell is the fly for those who just is the fly that we're trying to catch. We done caught, I guess,
all his family.
I guess we done left some fruit or something in the studio. Because we got a little fly thing going. Kaiser just, I caught two. And they ain't caught. They didn't catch one yet.
I'm not good at it.
Yeah, this last one is Russell. He kind of.
There he is.
There he is, Russell. Where you at, Russell? All right. But anyway, so he's trying to distract. Stop. I identify as a fly. A joke. Identify.
Okay. All
right. So when you're a parent and you have a child that and you're not married to that dad or to that mom, you got to do your best to keep your child in a place of honor for his sake, for your child's sake.
Yeah.
In a place of honor. I know you don't like him. I know he cheated on you. I know things happen. But your child has to be in a place of honor so that his days may be long upon the earth.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. All right. So,
to what you were saying with the parenting, them taking the power away is only taking power away from certain parents.
Right.
The parents that are pushing it, they ain't taking the power away from them.
Right.
It's just the parents that's coming against it.
Yeah.
They're taking the power away from them, which there you begin to see the agenda of the enemy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you're taking the power away, then they can't have power to push them in this direction.
Right.
Which you see. And the same thing, if you're going to take the power away, there has to be a balance, number one. But even still, we have to understand the agenda of the enemy right now in this hour, and that is to have a confused generation. Yeah. That's where confusion is normal.
Right.
That's what what it's turning into. It's like, okay, confusion is normal. We're getting used to it. It's going viral. Everything we see pop up, it's just an extreme case of something that's so far from the norm and what we've, you know, grown up, far from just the reality of a neutral family, far from the reality of just normal, balanced, natural thinking. So it's creating this space where confusion is becoming normal. And now when the legal side comes, it's like, how do you fight it?
And I think and God has been telling me to start ignoring what they're doing and start to focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's simply a distraction to invite attention to promote an agenda. A lot of times we think a lot of stuff is going on. It might be one person in the world that did it, you know, or it might be. But the news get there and they blow it up in the spirit of that blow. So what God is telling me, start focusing on the way and stop shedding light on what's not the way.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, so basically it's going to just be like, and eventually, you know, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. This is how we're moving. You know, did y'all hear about, we don't talk about that. This is how we're doing. It's just that our moves got to be a lot bigger than the moves of the. And really, we're light.
Yeah.
So the moves going to be bigger anyway. It's going to be seen when we make moves. Sometimes, as people of the light and as people of the kingdom, we get so much pushback from inside the kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that's inside the kingdom is the ones that's supporting this type of agenda.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And so I'm like, in this season, the Lord is just telling me to concentrate on what we're doing. Like, don't talk about their agendas, you know, because even the pushback of it is promoting it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? everybody really gonna look at our show today and gonna look up the amputee identifier.
Yeah, try to find out who they
you
are.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. And so I think the strategy is changing. God is just giving us different ways to do it. Because what I do understand about any type of drama, if you don't talk about it, it goes away.
That's what I tell the
that's
kids.
That's what happened to COVID.
If you ignore each other.
That's what happened to COVID.
Yeah, if y'all ignore each other, then it'll go. He'll stop. He won't bother you no more.
Yep.
That's what happened with COVID. They stopped talking about COVID and COVID to disappear.
People start going outside and said, forget it. When they was keeping everybody inside and everybody was afraid.
They were like, I'm tired. I want to do a vacation.
I'm tired. I'm going. Yeah. And they start disobeying those rules.
Then it disappeared.
Then it disappeared.
It was the war. The war stopped it.
What war?
The war in Ukraine.
It stopped before.
No,
that.
It stopped way before.
No.
People were like, I want to go on vacation.
Not talking about all the spikes and stuff. They started going down when like the war kicked up. Because what happened was COVID was in the news every day. And everybody, because once the war took over the news every day, everybody stopped talking about it. And it just.
And the numbers.
Yeah, it just started going
up. But look, cancer was the everyday thing before COVID.
When COVID non-existent. Was going,
nobody was talking about cancer. Nowhere. They weren't promoting it.
Nobody was dying of cancer. All the deaths were COVID.
All the deaths was COVID.
Yeah.
And then when it went back, cancer spiked again. So it's like it's basically what you're talking about, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So whatever you talk about, you spike the life of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You give
positive
it life.
Positive or never, negative.
You give it life.
So I'm you know, and you know, the Lord is going to show us how to just, man,
and create more platforms. We need more platforms, more media platforms, more
for kingdom
control
stuff.
The narrative platforms. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Instead of letting, you know, a so-called expert that the world is called an expert control the narrative. Nah, we create our own platforms.
Yeah,
we're kingdom experts. Or, you know, whatever, to you know create a narrative that becomes the mass narrative.
Yeah.
Mass narrative around, you know, the culture and society. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what.
Let's get it.
Yeah.
All right, man. That's great. Hey, stop identifying the stuff that you want.
Yeah. You identify as all the good stuff.
I identify as a son of God, though.
Yeah, I identify as a.
I am
sons of God.
Yeah.
But I identify with a millionaire. I identify with a Bentley owner. I identify with.
Russell,
I need something that identify with some bug spray. Hey, man, like and share, people. Like and share,
You know what it is.
Yeah. Hey, hit us up in the booth. Pod@gmail.com. Send us your questions. We also have a segment to answer your questions.
Yeah, and if you want to be on show, make sure you get the bag.
Yeah, might be able to get you in. Might have a little, you know, video, little, you know, Zoom back. That whole thing.
Maybe your email.
Yeah, your dad like my dad. I don't know. Watch it every day.
I actually want both of them together. That would be dope.
Every day, but don't want to come on. It's all right, cool. All right, man. We see y'all.
All right.